Another red flag warning day here in Southeast Colorado. Please don't start or spark any fire of any type here in Southeast Colorado with the winds and the dryness here. Unlike the nastiness that hit Oklahoma yesterday, especially near Enid, where that probably EF2, EF3 tornado, as they do the survey right now, wiped out a complete subdivision. Thank goodness, no fatalities, but homes just absolutely leveled and knocked off their land space and right off of everything, their foundation. Ugly, ugly scene. You can go see the pictures at all the different Facebook sites for the storm chasers as well as the TV stations in Oklahoma, which were following the storms. Reed Timmer's got a great Facebook page on the storm that he went into in Raymond, Oklahoma, which is in the northern part of the state. And that also was a huge tornado, but no fatalities associated with the two tornadoes as of yet that went ripped through Oklahoma yesterday. Much quieter time here in Southeast Colorado. We'll have a pleasant, breezy day. Temperature near 80 Southeast Colorado after we got a huge wind gust yesterday afternoon in that 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock hour. 37 miles an hour at Lamar at 5 o'clock yesterday with a temperature of 76 for the high yesterday. 35 mile an hour gust, 77 on Thursday in Lahontan, 73 in Springfield with a gust of 39 in the 5 o'clock hour, 78 yesterday in Eads. Today, again, same temperatures. We might even hit 80 in Lamar and Lahontan. Some breezy conditions, especially the further east you are toward the Kansas-Colorado border, but nonetheless, a red flag warning in effect. Winds out of the southwest, 15, 25, gusting 35 to 40. That's where we start our news coverage here on a Friday, April the 24th. From CAF Media Ranch, Power for KNMR AM and FM. I'm Corey Allen Forg, CAF Media News Director. Our news is brought to you by the folks at Scooter's Coffee with a brand new menu that launched yesterday, including some new limited time items such as the S'mores Latte and the S'mores Creme Cold Brew, as well as the Grape Rush Red Bull Infusion, the Banana Cream Matcha, and the Triple Cheese Croissante. Those are all the new limited time items that are available, plus new core items such as the Red Bull Infusion Flavor Combo Expansion. Try it, please. I can't wait to hear about it. The Caramel Cookie Shake, the Strawberry Shortcake Shake, and the new Sticky Monkey Shake, which is a banana caramel shake. They're all new items. They're all available at Scooter's, 1231 North Main of Lamar. Amazing people serving amazing drinks amazingly fast. A1 Towing also gets your towing done right. They're a sponsor of news as well on CAF Media, powered for KNMR AM and FM. They're at 7215 U.S. Highway 50 West of Lamar. Give Guy Carter and his staff a call 24 hours a day, 35 years in the business. 336-4020. Those are the numbers to call for A1 Towing. Well, back to our weather. Beautiful day today, tomorrow again, and then the storms come in on Saturday with a good chance of rain, 50% across the board from Southeast Colorado, even higher in Baca County Saturday night. Into Sunday, where temperatures will also be in the upper 70s, low 80s, but a good chance of storms on Sunday as well. So Saturday night and Sunday look like rainy nights. That'll allow the barbecue kickoff to get done on Saturday before those storms hit is what it looks like. Then Sunday will be a rainy day, to say the least. It looks like 65% chance of storms in Springfield, 40% in Lamar, 45% in Lahontan, 35% in Eads. Those are the numbers for Sunday. And then we'll clear out Monday with temperatures in the mid-70s. We're back to near 80 again on Tuesday here as we finish the final week of April. Yep, we're heading into May next weekend here in Southeast Colorado. As we kick off in get ready for May, we finish off with, of course, the Sand and Sage Roundup, Powers County Fair, and the Wild West Barbecue Cookoff. It happens at the end of April every last few years, 24th through the 25th at Willow Creek Park. That's today and tomorrow. They've got overnight camping and all that set up. The Bill Mays Memorial Green Chili Cookoff gets things started today. That's happening this afternoon, tune-in time or turn-in time for a quart of chili. That is green chili for the cook-off, and for the contest is due by 4:30 this afternoon. Winners will be announced on Saturday during the Wild West Barbecue Cook-off. You can contact Diane Poole for more information on the Bill Mays Memorial Green Chili Cook-off at Willow Creek Park in Lamar. That is 688-0870. That's Diane's number for more info. More info as well on the Wild West Barbecue Cook-off and 27 teams currently that'll take part. That'll be happening over the next 2 days in Lamar. Sand and Sage Roundup, Powers County Fair Facebook page for all that information. It all happens starting tonight, all the way into tomorrow and all day tomorrow, including Keith Wineland, who'll perform in the middle of Willow Creek Park. He's a trails bike rider, stunt rider. He'll have his bicycle doing lots of neat and cool things. He's all part of the what's going going on at the Wild West Barbecue Cook-Off. That is happening the next 2 days, again, at Willow Creek Park in the Mar. Our other activities this weekend, as we'll start kind of a opposite way. We usually end up with activities we talk about at the end. We'll do it in reverse today. The Wild About You Daddy-Daughter Dance is going to happen Saturday. That's tomorrow night at the Lamar Community Building. 5:30 to 8 o'clock. Pre-sale tickets are $35 a dad or a grandfather, uncle, or other special male guest. $40 at the door. You can get tickets on sale today at Lamar Area Hospice, the Flower Boutique, Thoughts in Bloom, and Wash Spot. All the proceeds benefit the Lamar Area Hospice and the Good Grief Group. This weekend is also Kids Fishing Day. Looks decent tomorrow at Turks Pond, south of Two Buttes. Saturday from 9 until noon, put on by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. This is, of course, free fishing for kids 15 years of age and younger. Limited number of free fishing rods will be provided. If you have your own personal fishing gear, bring it. One free fishing rod per child per year. There's no need to register. For more information, you can call a CPW office at 336-6600. Now, Sunday could be a little sketchy with the rain in the forecast. It's Huck Finn Days in Los Animas at Leonard Hudnall Pond. It's scheduled for Sunday, 1 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then the Kids Fishing Days come to Lamar next weekend on Sunday, May the 3rd at North Gateway Park, and that will be in Lamar in the afternoon from 1 until 3. April is cleanup month in the month of City of Lamar, that is, with its 140th birthday coming up in mid-May. Of course, that's Lamar Days. The transfer station landfill has two more days to accept household waste for free of charge. That's tomorrow and on Sunday. Tomorrow, the hours at the transfer station and the landfill are 8:30 to 3:30. Sunday from 12:30 to 3:30. You can contact Public Works at 336-2002 for more information. Monday night will be the final city council meeting for the Lamar, and that'll happen on the 27th. Also on the 27th, scheduled Walsh and their town council meeting. This weekend, talk about the past and preserve the past and build the future with the Lahana Historic Preservation Group. They're having a public outreach event. It's this Saturday from 10 to noon. That's tomorrow in La Junta at the Santa Fe Plaza. That is happening tomorrow. For more information, you can contact 384-5991. The elections are around the corner, believe it or not. Yep, hard to believe, but they're on the way. And your chance to get yourself in a election mode. Ballots will be mailed to all active eligible electors in Prowers County on June 8th through the 12th. This is for the primary that'll be on June 30th. In between that, Saturday the 27th, there'll be a special day at the county clerk's office from 8 to noon. Drop off your ballots and ballot replacement. June 22nd will be the last day to submit an application to register to vote through the mail. That's all coming up very soon, so get yourself prepared. Any election questions, you can call the election office and, of course, Jana Cohen, the county clerk and recorder. That's 336-8011. The County Farm Bureau, Prowers County Farm Bureau, offering a scholarship. They have a few more days for that application to be turned in. April the 28th, which is next week. The County Farm Bureau, Prowers County Farm Bureau, offering a $1,000 scholarship to a senior from Prowers County who attends a school in Prowers County. They need to submit that completed application to the County Farm Bureau. You can get it from your guidance counselor or pick it up at the Prowers County Farm Bureau office, 313 South 5th in Lamar. You have an April 28th. And to do that, and contact your school guidance counselor about other opportunities of counsels, of scholarships in other companies and groups that are offering them to help you pay your way for college starting next year. School boards will get back at it on Monday. That'll be Wiley at 7 o'clock in the evening. Also, Holly goes on Monday at 7, as well as Eads at 7 o'clock. La Junta will have their very interesting board meeting about the financial situation there. That'll be happening on Monday. Next Tuesday, Kit Carson and Cheyenne Wells are scheduled to meet at 7. Next Wednesday, Los Animas. That'll finish out the school boards for the month of April. County commissioners met yesterday in Bent back in Kiowa. We'll try to get you some information on what happened in those meetings. If there was anything pertinent to the public, we'll have it for you coming up on Monday. Cinco de Mayo is next weekend as we continue the list of activities in Southeast Colorado. Chamber of Commerce puts on the Cinco de Mayo Festival this year at the Enchanted Forest, as it has been in the past. 11 a.m. next Saturday to 9 o'clock. There'll be live music all day, great food and drinks, family fun, and fiesta vibes. The Chrome on the High Plains Lowrider Show will also be featured. That's next Saturday at the Enchanted Forest. The Chamber will host the Cinco de Mayo Festival. Then in 3 weeks, it's the Lamar Days at Saturday, May 16th at Willow Creek Park this year. All day fun for the whole family. 140 years of celebrating Lamar. Tons of vendors. There'll be the Rod Run, of course, over 2 days. and the parade, as well as the skateboard competition. That's all happening at Willow Creek Park on Saturday, May the 16th. It's part of Lamar Days, put on by the folks at the Lamar Chamber of Commerce. We've got a good one today in baseball. It's McClave and Eads, number 5 against number 6. Who will be the number 1 team in District 4? Brad Phillips will have the call for you with April from Sunny Smith Field. All the pictures and the play-by-play beginning just before 1 o'clock this afternoon here on CAF Media. Perfect day for baseball. Temperature near 80. Pleasant. Might be a little breezy, but not too breezy. Should be a great day for baseball. Rain chance Saturday night through Sunday, and then it'll clear out for Monday and the start of the work week next week, the final week of the month of April. News on CAF Media is brought to you by Scooters and A1 Towing from the CAF Media Ranch out here in McClave on an absolutely glorious Friday morning. It is April the 24th. I'm Corey Allen Ford. Experience, knowledgeable, and reliability. Words that describe the ag director for CAF Media. She has 26 years of ag broadcast experience, is a past president of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and is the queen of ag broadcasting in the High Plains of the Rocky Mountain region. Here she is.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this agricultural news update. I'm Lori Boyer for CAF Media. This report is brought to you by Freedom Ag. Life doesn't stop when the going gets tough, and neither should your coverage. Call Freedom Ag at 719-688-9300 for all your crop, livestock, commercial, home, and auto insurance needs. Freedom Ag, where they're committed to cultivating coverage you can count on. USDA is urging agricultural producers to review and finalize crop insurance decisions ahead of upcoming sales closing deadlines for the 2027 crop year. Key dates vary by crop and location, with major deadlines set for May 1st, May 15th, July 15th, and July 31st. Officials recommend producers contact their insurance agents soon, as coverage selections and policy changes must be completed by the applicable closing date. Available options include yield coverage, revenue protection, and area risk plans. For information, go to rma.usda.gov. More than 20,000 cases of New World screwworm have been confirmed in Mexico since the outbreak began in late 2024, and officials say nearly 1,300 cases remain active. Because of the ongoing threat, the U.S. border has stayed closed to cattle, bison, and equine imports since July of last year. USDA Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins traveled to Edinburg, Texas recently to break ground on what she called a major investment in safeguarding America's livestock, a new domestic sterile fly production facility at the Moore Air Base. Payment limit relief and new tax breaks will help producers this season under the President's Tax and Spending Bill, known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Among the big changes is that the payment cap for individual members of a corporate farm entity rises from $125,000 to $155,000 indexed for inflation, and all pass-through entities are treated the same. Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Richard Fordyce.
Partnerships, S corporations, LLCs, joint ventures, and general partnerships.
Allowing each member to now receive a payment in proportion to their ownership share and material participation. Only general partnerships had qualified before. And with a June 1st deadline for farm entity changes with the Farm Service Agency.
We're going to waive that June 1st rule and give folks an opportunity to properly align their business entities so that they can take advantage for the 2026 crop year.
Separately, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act included new tax breaks. The 20% qualified business income, or QBI, deduction is now permanent for sole proprietors and pass-throughs. The new minimum QBI deduction is $400 for those who materially participate in those farms. The law allows for more immediate write-offs for equipment purchases and increases the state and local tax deduction cap. Plus, there are new guidelines for managing taxable crop insurance and disaster relief payments during difficult years, of which 2026 is shaping up to be another. World Agriculture Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski with USDA's latest outlook for U.S. milk production, supply, and use.
U.S. milk production forecast, we raised. That is driven by increase in cow inventories, so continued growth in cow inventories. It more than offsets a little bit of a slowdown in the growth in milk per cow. So overall, on net, higher milk production. And year over year, we're looking at an increase of about 3.6 billion pounds of milk production in the U.S.
As for this month's projections for milk product class and all milk prices?
In terms of dairy product prices, generally strong this month. Non-fat dry milk, we raised 19 cents per pound. Tight supplies going into the non-fat dry milk manufacturing process, but still strong demand for the product itself supporting those prices. Butter price, on the other hand, we reduced 6 cents per pound, reflecting large supplies. Cheese price forecast, we raised by 3 cents per pound. But when you take those product prices and put them into the classes, we're seeing stronger forecast. Class 3 price forecast, we raised by 25 cents per hundredweight. That's mainly reflecting strength in the cheese price. And the Class 4 price, we raised by $1.45 per hundredweight. And that is mainly reflecting that strength in the non-fat dry milk price.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association says expanding meat processing capacity and improving market access for smaller processors remains top priorities in Washington. NCBA leaders note that while some new plants launched in recent years have survived, others have not, a reflection of the high capital costs and challenging phase of the cattle cycle. A key focus is the Direct Act, the Direct Interstate Retail Exemption, which would allow certain state-inspected plants participating in meat and poultry inspection programs to sell products across state lines under specific conditions. NCBA says a House companion bill is expected soon. U.S. Trade Ambassador Jameson Greer says it's likely the July 1st deadline to renegotiate the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement with Canada and Mexico will pass without a final agreement.
President Trump has been clear that he is dissatisfied with a lot of the outcomes of USMCA.
But what about the July 1st deadline to decide whether to extend USMCA another 16 years or enter annual renewal cycles?
I think that we aren't probably going to be able to resolve all issues by July 1st. But I think we are on track to resolve many of them and to move as quickly as we can.
This report has been brought to you by Freedom Ag. At Freedom Ag, they're more than just insurance. They're your neighbors in the field and on the road. Call 719-688-9300 for crop, livestock, commercial, home, and auto for protection that grows with you. Freedom Ag, cultivating coverage you can count on. I'm Lori Boyer for CAF Media.
That's Lori Boyer right here on CAF Media. Heard Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's Ag News with Lori Boyer.